Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
People get infuriated when they see Governor Holcomb taking another trip overseas. For all the issues I have with Governor Holcomb and his radical unwillingness to come on this show, his team, which clearly doesn't care how they insult us with how they respond to the requests, why shouldn't he go overseas and try and bring business back to Indiana? I don't see the issue. Tony Katz, good to be with you. Gary Dick joins us from InsideIndianaBusiness.com on Twitter, at IIB. That's where you find him, writing about how Holcomb is taking another one of these trips. This trip is going to, he's going to Portugal and France. Now, admittedly, he's going to Portugal and France in June. He picked a nice time to go. But the idea that the travel is somehow improper blows my mind. If part of the goal is to attract business, attract opportunity, you got to go to where the opportunity may very well be. Right now, what we have is a tremendous opportunity to pull more and more manufacturing out of China. That's a real, real opportunity. And these companies are looking to get out of China because they know China can't be trusted.
Okay.
Not only does China steal, there's a workforce problem taking place in China. A real and legitimate problem. And the way to capitalize on this is to say, hey, come to Indiana. We got a workforce here that's ready to go. Gary Dick joins us right now. And this trip to France and to Portugal that Governor Holcomb is taking, as I was saying, I got a lot of issues with the man. But it's not these trips. What is the expectation in this European jaunt?
Yeah, this is the latest, Tony, foreign trade trip for Governor Holcomb. In fact, his 15th. As governor, he and Indiana Secretary of Commerce, Brad Chambers, making the trip. And basically, it is about a number of things. The most important thing, these continuing to foster these relationships. The deals get done on these trips. Sometimes, yes, but typically, no. It's over the course of time. And on this particular trip, there's a real focus on the so-called advanced industries in manufacturing, semiconductors, electric vehicle components, those types of things. Motorsports is going to be another focus of the trip as well. So it's about connecting with these government, business, and community leaders in these countries, in this case, France and Portugal, and trying to get ultimately to deals that can mean investment and jobs here.
So when he goes and goes a-looking, are we talking about manufacturing? Are we talking about, you talk about the automotive. Is this about development? What is the desire, right? If there's a wish list from the governor and from Brad Chambers, who's the Secretary of Commerce, who I'm a fan of, and I not to get you in trouble, Gary Dick, although it is fun from time to time. If Brad Chambers wanted to throw himself into this governor's race, I think there'd be a real appetite for him. I believe that to be true. What is the desire? Manufacturing? Technology investment? Is it a mix? Rank it.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You hit really the sweet spot there when we talk advanced manufacturing. And we talk manufacturing is not necessarily, that traditional manufacturing. If you look at automotive, if you look at the billions of dollars being invested by companies like Stellantis and Kokomo, a couple of billion-dollar investment for EV components, other companies doing the same. So that's one piece. Semiconductors. We saw the CHIPS Act and see what that is doing to spark the goal anyway is to spark investment and manufacturing in semiconductors here in the United States. Indiana believes it can become a hub for this kind of activity. We've already seen a number of big announcements. The other one is energy, which doesn't necessarily get a lot of attention here in Indiana, but is increasingly becoming or coming into focus. You look at the big mammoth solar farm in northwest Indiana, Doral Renewables. That is the largest solar array in the United States, so it's a big investment there. Hydrogen, Cummins is investing heavily in hydrogen. BP in northwest Indiana looks to invest, I think, $4 billion to convert a big operation up there in northwest Indiana. So that energy component is going to be another one. And then I'll just throw this in. The overarching, I think, goal here is for these kinds of jobs, these forward-looking jobs, if you will, that pay more to get the average wage up in Indiana. That's continued to be an issue for a long time here in the state, that per capita income, what Indiana workers are putting into their pockets. So these jobs typically pay above average, and that's what they're after.
Talking to Gary Dick from InsideIndianaBusiness.com on Twitter at IIB. Let me temper this a little bit. You have Catalent, which is a drug manufacturer. They're New Jersey-based. They have just engaged a round of layoffs affecting 150 jobs in Bloomington. In Muncie, you've got Pepsi closing the plant there because of distribution changes. These are maybe not as high profile, but they have real effect. And these are just two of a couple of stories that have been building about business leaving the state or closing down. Is this about supply chain? Is this about the economic feel in general? Is there something Indiana-based that's causing this to happen? What's going on?
Yeah, I think you can look at these announcements, in particular Catalent, as company-specific. You know, Catalent made a huge investment in Bloomington, or has made big investment in Bloomington. They bought the former Cook biotech operation there, announced big plans for expansion. This latest layoff round that you're talking about, 150 jobs, that comes on top of news that they were going to cut about 400 jobs a number of months ago that they announced. They got a lot of attention as they were helping to supply some of the COVID-19 vaccines, needed to ramp up to do that. But I think there are some issues the company feels in terms of redundancies and those types of things, specifically in Bloomington. So I look at it as more of a company-specific kind of thing, but no doubt big impact in particular in Bloomington. Again, these jobs typically are good-paying jobs that obviously Indiana doesn't want to lose.
Of course, we get into some development opportunities as well, Gary Dick, talking to Gary Dick from Inside Indiana Business. And you take a look at what happened with 11 Park. I couldn't get to the groundbreaking that took place, which is going to be the Diamond Chain building. This is going to change that area of downtown completely. And then there's the whole conversation of whether or not the city is going to build this Insignia Hotel, and should they, in Indianapolis. And now we get word that IUPUI, or IU Indianapolis, is got $89.5 million to build a 5,000-seat arena. It's fascinating to see the issues of Indianapolis and then the growth of Indianapolis. Who's right?
Yeah, you know, and these are interesting times to be sure. Indianapolis and downtown, a lot of focus on some of the challenges that exist there. But if you look at a number of projects, and you just mentioned a few of them, that are either underway or in the works, it's billions of dollars worth of investment. You look at Elanco right across the White River from that Indy 11 development. That whole process is beginning to unfold along the banks of the White River. You see what's happening not only inside, but around Gainbridge Fieldhouse on the near east side of downtown. Big question mark, what will happen when you look at Circle Center, obviously, which is the biggest, one of the biggest questions about downtown. What is the future of that once iconic structure? So a lot going on. I think these next couple of years are going to be extremely interesting in terms of the future of downtown Indianapolis, where things go in terms of investment and jobs and those, you know, those kinds of things.
Gary Dick, InsideIndianaBusiness.com on Twitter, at IIB. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the DriveHubler.com hotline.